All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I'm Scott from Koenig, and this...
Nick from Koenig.
And we're mildly defeated because this is the fourth time we've attempted to record the stupid podcast. I mean, I can't even believe it. We went through two technical difficulties, and then we forgot to turn the mic on. And then, anyhow, we're here with you, and...
And we're doing it.
Yeah, and what's interesting is we started out with one topic, which we'll be bringing you...
Eventually.
Next week, probably.
Probably next week.
And this was something we were talking around the office, and I think we recorded the other one so many times, we're just...
Kind of fed up with it, and it was one of those things where it wasn't genuine enough anymore.
Well, because we were repeating it.
Because we were repeating ourselves. So we're going to try and forget it a little bit, and then next week come back to it, and it'll be much more genuine and... Maybe. Enjoyable, possibly.
So one of the things we were talking around in the office, and we just decided just to go ahead and talk about it, is the impact that this coronavirus has started to cause on everything. And, you know, we're not a news outlet, right? So the stuff that we're talking about here obviously is a little off color for us.
Yeah,
right?
It's more so just the stuff that we've been noticing.
Yeah.
And... kind of affecting. Like, it doesn't affect us personally. It affects some of the stuff that we do.
Yeah, but, I mean, it just has been one of those things. It feels like 2020 has gotten... The whole thing is, like, halfway between I Am Legend and, like, this whole, like, surreal feeling. It just doesn't... It just doesn't feel real, right? And, you know, I mean, we're pretty... fortunate, you know, we're based here in the U.S., and there's a lot of our listeners that may be out of country.
Right.
And, you know, we recognize that, we're pretty fortunate for the amount of cases we've had here is quite low, and the impact is much less severe than a lot of other parts of the world.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is that it's a very difficult thing when you're not a medical professional to really understand how – we see how many cases there are, right? But then if you compare those numbers to the flu and the deaths from the flu, they're not even in comparison. But this is like the first time anybody has seen this virus, so there's no immunity. There's no vaccine
for it yet.
And you know, we obviously know that the death rate or the mortality rate of this thing is much – different than a flu from what we can understand because of all those factors. But nonetheless, I mean, it has taken quite an impact on the world. And one of the things we were actually, talking about before that happened to us is we're in New York. And in this area, one of the bigger auto shows is the New York International Auto Show. I mean, it is the big auto show.
Yeah, and today they just sent out an email saying that they were going to postpone it till August.
Right.
And I was surprised to get that email because it was maybe like a week ago, week and a half ago or something like that, where they sent out an email saying that they were going to continue to do it and that they weren't postponing it.
Right.
And it's supposed to be happening in the next couple of weeks or so, or within the next month it was supposed to be going on. So it was a little surprising to get that email after they just sent one out saying that they were still going to go through with it.
It's kind of been crazy. I mean, internally, you know, we've been doing our best to travel just a little bit less and to try to keep ourselves in positions that don't, you know, put us in a higher risk category with contracting the virus and maybe that's undue, from some of the media coverage, it's amping it up. Maybe it's rightfully, the right thing to do. I mean, nobody really knows. I could say that it's severely impacting between different quarantines and different things and production. And, you know, whether you're bringing in product from China or any one of these countries now that has had this thing, you know, the one thing that you have to understand is that there's a global impact that this virus has now had
right
on production, and not just for wheels. I mean, Hyundai had stopped production because they do a lot of the vehicles in Korea. Nissan. Who was the other manufacturer? There's another manufacturer, but
it's not even because of stuff being manufactured in China, because you know a lot of these places have factories in other locations, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. there's like certain parts that they right. can't get
That's
from China.
Yeah,
you know, so
right, like if for instance, like you know, you could be manufacturing. Computers, and let's even hypothetically say you can get all the parts to build the computers,
right?
You know, somewhere, but they may be out of screws to screw them down to the board. Like,
and then it's forward. Like, yeah, you have a whole bunch of computer parts. There's nothing you can do about it. You know,
yeah, I mean, like you don't realize, like you know, a lot of these companies, you know, they may make their product, let's say, in the good old U.S. of A. But then their boxes come from China.
Yeah, and now they have no boxes.
So now they don't have boxes, and it sounds like a stupid problem. But it's one thing when you're trying to package up your stuff in your house to go look around and find a box that fits. It's another thing when you have a mass production line and you need to have the same box with certain regulations and, you know, stickers from California that right. have, you know, the warning label, the Prop 65 warning label. You ever see that?
No, I don't know what that is.
Go to California. It's on everything. It's okay. Proposition 65. It basically says, like...
Are you saying we're going to California?
What I'm saying is that there's a label on a lot of things that you have to have for products, and it's Proposition 65, which is basically, like, it says, like, you know, this product has things in it that could potentially cause cancer. It's essentially on everything. I mean, it's pretty much on gotcha. Trees in California, I think. Like, that's how much you see the sticker. I was flying – the last time I was flying back from Cali, I was walking down the jetway, and now they're all over the place. Walking down the jetway to get onto the plane, and literally on you know the controls that they have that move the jetway in and out toward the plane.
Uh-huh.
There's a big sticker, probably like a bumper size sticker, that's on the thing that says this thing is like could potentially cause has materials in it that could cause cancer. I'm like, it's the jetway controls. You know what I mean? Like don't put your mouth on it, I guess. So I don't know. This whole thing has really been, you know, pretty impactful. It's causing port slowdowns. It's causing shipping slowdowns. It's causing
havoc. Yeah, certain schools won't be going back to class.
Right.
Certain colleges
doing virtual college.
Yeah, shows.
So let's get back to the point that would make the most sense
for our audience.
So the first thing is, one of the things is we just talked about a show that was fairly substantial and large that's had to cancel. So, you know, we were talking about, like, how do you feel that this is going to impact a lot of the different car shows and auto shows and shows like SEMA? Like, we're right at that point now in the year.
It's the planning stages for
SEMA.
For SEMA.
And we're starting to, like, we have to...
Yeah, you have to get the booth mm-hmm. and set everything up yeah. and...
We have to do that booth purchase, you know, before the end of the month. And so it's very odd to think that we could potentially be buying a booth for something and then...
Not be able to go.
Right. And the truth is, you know, look, we don't know how this goes. We know how flu seasons technically work, and they seem to die out more in the warmer months. And my wife tells me that this is because more people... are actually outside, and when you're outside, it's less likely to transmit germs. Like when you're inside, you're closer to people, you're in confined quarters, which I think is pretty plausible. I didn't look at her, but I believe her enough to say, yeah, this sounds legitimate. But, you know, we don't know at this point, will this virus die off? Will this get better?
Or worse.
Or will it require these massive quarantines as numbers go up? That will stem for a while. No one knows, right? So the question is, you know, SEMA's in November. Are we going to get far enough down the pike that this thing has really diminished and there is a show? Or are we going to get just too far down the road where they're not going to be able to tell and they're going to have to make a liability judgment call
and just not do it
and cancel the show? I mean,
It sounds far away, but
it's not really.
It's 8 months.
Well, and you know,
and that'll fly, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's really less than 8 months because you figure that we're there at the end of October, right? So now you're down to the 7-ish months. And remember that, like, these companies, you know, when we do planning, we're buying things like airfare and materials and, you know, booth space and,
hotels,
you know, hotels and flights. And, I mean, and it just goes on and on and on. And unfortunately, when that happens,
you could cancel all that.
Yeah.
Or you lose out on it.
Well, and a lot of the stuff, you know, you can't cancel. Like, you know, there's some things like, you know, hotel, obviously you could. Sometimes airlines.
Flights you might be able to.
Depending on the situation. But you know, so that's a real consideration. You know, you got to wonder how that's going to affect attendance, even if they say everything's on and don't, you know, our company's going to back out. And then the other thing is the SEMA is an international show. And it's one of the biggest in the world. And when you have that global impact, how many countries are either, one, not going to still be allowed to come into our borders,
mm-hmm.
or two, how many of those countries and car people and vendors...
Aren't certain countries starting to close off?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of countries that have quarantined, but, you know, you got to hope that they're not going to close their borders for a year. You'll hope that they close their borders for, you know, weeks, months at a time to be able to try to kill it off, and then they'll have to open again. But, you know, you think about all those people now that aren't going to be able to make the trek or won't make the trek over from those countries or won't be allowed into this country. And, you know, what does that do for exhibitors or people that are going to the show that, you know, spend a great deal of money to be at this show?
Right.
Right. You know, and what does this do for people like, you know, like you and I who, you know, may want to go to a Grid Life or may want to go to, you know, an Importer Alliance or, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Is there fear? Is there some sort of, you know, hard fact that you have to think about before you actually go and book that trip or decide to make your journey out there? I think YOLO works to a point, but, you know, once you get to a certain point in life, everybody's going to be there at different times. You sometimes tend to take the road of, yeah, I really want to go, but
it's a risk.
But right,
you don't
want
to make the risk.
What happens if there? And you know, like for a show like you know, Grid Life, the Midwest Festival. You know, for somebody like me, let's use us for, because we can only talk about us.
Right.
But it's in Michigan, and to get to Gingerman. Like, we have to – there's no good direct flight from, you know, JFK there. Well, so usually what you end up having to do is you have to fly into, like, into Midway or O'Hara and then either go to a small little airport or you just drive, right? So, like, now you're talking about airport exposures and different things. I don't know. I mean, it's still super early to tell. But, you know, how will this thing – affected. There's a lot of products and a lot of wheels and a lot of car parts that may not even directly come from China. They're going to be impacted and suffer delay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it could be because of port congestion. It could be because they're routing through another country. It could be because of screws or caps or parts or raw materials or anything under the sun.
Yeah.
The global effect and the domino effect of this virus is extremely real, regardless of how you feel about the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, is there any major effects like towards us or anything we have going on?
I mean, there's no doubt that we're, you know, because of this virus, some of the newer product and stuff like that is going to suffer
a little longer.
Well, and it's going to suffer some delays. We're running into certain things that will come down the pike to any company at this point.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be having trouble getting screws or boxes or maybe paint issues or suppliers are backed up because, you know, you're not operating in China with those products, let's hypothetically say, but now anybody who was now needs to source from them, so they're trying to get cover extra clients. There's just it just doesn't matter which way you move anymore. You now
this is like some type of roadblock.
If you're a company here, you know, maybe, you know, everything is lined for you. You get all your materials here to have everything they need, whatever it may be. Great. Those companies may not be impacted. In fact, it may even be a decent thing for them as far as from a business point. But, you know, is there a possibility that their boxes, their literature, their decals, the paint they use, the tooling, maybe they get diamond bits or cutting bits or milling tools or whatever it is, and maybe they come from China, and now the issue is they can't finish machining their parts, or they can't powder coat their parts, or
right, because they can't get any of the tools, or
one of their machines goes down, and it turns out that the part that they need to fix their machine is on back order because
it's coming from China.
So no matter how you work this thing, listen, this is what I'll say to people. I'm quite confident the majority of toilet paper does not come from China that's sold here in the U.S. But if you go to Costco right now, there's a high likelihood that you won't find any. I don't know what that is, but the point I'm trying to make is that's a great example of a domino effect, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even joking around about it. Like, they may not make hand sanitizer in China, but it doesn't stop it from not being there when you go to the store to buy it. This virus has caused impacts that will slow things down, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, at the end of the day, I guess, you know, strong companies will get through this, and you will get through this, and hopefully everybody and all the your loved ones that you have around you and your family members and everybody that you know is, you know, able to go through this and make it through it and not, you know, have any suffering. And hopefully they don't get too sick. I know that there's been a few people that I've seen, you know, kind of in my feed where they're really close to them, but car people that, you know, especially the ones from the Pacific Northwest where that Washington thing broke out, where, you know, they've had parents or siblings or whatever it may be that had gotten this virus and gotten very sick, and it's extremely unfortunate, you know, sucks. So I don't know that there's that much more to say about this.
I don't think so either. If you haven't already, last Friday, we dropped a video. Can't remember what it was, though.
Oh, it was the five things...
to prevent wheel damage. That's what it was. Sorry. We've been working so hard to...
Segue.
Yeah, it's an awful segue. But, you know, we've been working hard to put stuff out every single Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
And this Friday, we actually have a podcast that we shot the last time we were at SEMA with Mike Sabucci. How are we doing? Are we good?
Yeah, we're still
okay. Good. I hope the cameras are on.
with Mike Sabucci. Mike is, I think, the director of social content for a company called C Studios, which is they are the magazine called Driving Line. So if you're on social media, they're Driving Line, and also they are one of the agencies that works heavily closely with Nitto Tire.
Right.
And Mike actually was an editor of Super Street for years. And in addition to that, he went from Super Street to Hoonigan, and he was with Hoonigan for a while.
Yeah.
And then he made his move over here. And so Mike joined us at SEMA, and we sat down and we had a conversation about content creators, digital content, sponsorships, kind of everything that he is working with on those big companies.
Right.
And with Driving Line. And I think that there's a lot of information in that podcast.
It's definitely good if you're a content creator or you're looking to get a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Because and I've watched his podcast several times.
And I haven't watched it once. And I actually felt when we recorded it that we ended up jamming a lot of information in a short period of time.
There was.
So I felt like we were jumping all over, but Nick's listened to it two or three times now.
Yeah, I've listened to it about two or three times now.
And he keeps saying that it's pretty solid.
If you're looking to get a sponsorship, this is definitely something to watch. And we've done stuff on sponsorship before, so it's a little bit of a different take on it.
Yeah.
On just how you should have your social media set up when you're writing up a sponsorship proposal right. and just things to have ready for that.
And if you're a content creator, what kind of content, you know, to look at and focus on
right.
And kind of how to go about at marketing your content.
Yeah, how to start out a little bit. There's brief talk about analytics right. and like, just things to look for to know that you're doing good and see what your audience likes. But
yeah,
definitely a good podcast. I highly recommend watching it.
Yeah, so when that comes out on Friday, actually, if you guys want to leave comments on that, if there's anything in that video that you think you'd like elaboration on.
Mike actually offered in the podcast.
Yeah.
He offered to help with any questions anybody has. So any comments you guys have, he said he was going to jump in the comments. If there are any yeah. questions that we couldn't answer specifically, he was going to try and give some feedback on that.
And I also think that's one thing to note is that, you know, Mike and I have been friends for a really long time.
Yeah.
And if Mike, if there's any specific topics that really need elaboration and you enjoyed having Mike on the podcast,
we'll
you know, let us know.
Do another one.
And we can get him to kind of come back and do those specific topics a little bit more in depth and
right.
a little bit more narrow focused.
Right.
Yeah. And the last plug I guess I'll make besides the please subscribe thing is if you're watching this on Wednesday, we go live on Instagram and Facebook every Wednesday. We do a Q&A. We do talk. We could talk about the podcast. We could talk about whatever you got going on.
Yeah.
As long as it's semi-car related, I think.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, all the questions are car related.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get questions about us, but it's nothing more than what cars do you have.
And trust me, you don't want to know about us. if you're watching this and it's not Wednesday, every Wednesday we are live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook and Instagram. So please come join us one Wednesday. We'd like to have you there. We try to answer all the comments, all the questions.
Right.
And it's a good place where we can legitimately have conversations. And we can have conversations live. So if there's any issues that you're affected by or you're having a problem with something or you want to have some real it's pretty close. It is probably close as we can get to having a Skype conversation. So feel free to join us there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Listen, we will return you to your regular scheduled programs. Like I said, we hope that everything's going well. Let us know what you think about this whole virus and the effect it's going to have on the car scene and some of these car shows and festivals and different things.
Anything that you already noticed that it has affected.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. So I guess that's about it. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next time.
Peace.
Take care.